Hello, Dan.
Hello. I
Hey.
don't know. It just cut out. I don't know what happened. I was like, this doggone service.
Will you be able to kind of restore the previous
Say it
one?
again.
Will you be able to restore the
Oh, yes, I
previous
already
one?
saved it.
Did you save it?
Yeah,
Okay, great.
when the song cut out, I pulled up one of your songs and I just started playing the song in the and through the mix. So once I go back through and edit I'll be able to put both of them together. Yeah,
Okay,
yeah, yeah,
great,
yeah. So
great,
I was
great.
like, let me just play some of his music. Let's just look like we had an intermission. And I'll just go from there. So I want to know. This is another thing I want to talk about is too. We talk about faith and we talk about, stepping out on faith and, so forth. And we were talking about, what you would say in the midst of, a group of peers, young people that you would give advice to. We'll go back into that because of course we got cut off. It cut us we the thing cut ourselves out. But let's talk about that. Let's go back into that and we'll edit out all my checking of my words. So what would you say to a group of young people that who definitely want to get started, who look up to you?
Yeah, I would just simply not tell them like something specific now, but tell them my story. Like when I started, there was no one interested in my music, and I was aware of that. And I just found a way to make the whole country and a bit of the whole continent to appreciate this music. There was no audience for Fingerstyle music. Oh no, there was an audience, but they didn't get exposed to such music because now we have an audience, I think. Yeah. So they didn't get this music before. Then I kept feeding it them until they liked it. Then now there is an audience. And I was about to create the Fingerstyle guitar, professional Fingerstyle guitarist or gathering, an association that gathers them to just raise the awareness of this music on the continent. And we are now on 9 countries. We are now guitarists from 9 countries on the continent. Things are growing. Back in the quarantine, I've had conversation and training from the manager of the top guitarist in the world, who's called Tommy Emmanuel. I talked about him previously, that he's my role model, and he's most of the guitarists on this world. Like, he's so great. He's just like a walking guitar. I tend to get trained with her manager, and that's like the top of my, it's on the top of my achievement
Absolutely.
in my music. I've never, ever, ever thought that I will ever.
Wow. We like I was saying before, we talk about faith and we talk about our beliefs and we talk about our passions and our goals. What is something that keeps you going? Because like I said, some people have, they believe in a higher power. Some people believe in Jesus. Some people believe in different things. What keeps you motivated?
Hello there. We lost
Hello?
the contact.
Hello?
Yes. We
Yes.
the
Can you hear
connection
me?
cut just a
Yeah,
bit.
I think it's the connection.
Yeah, but I think I was done with the question.
Oh, so the question was, we talk about faith and we talk about our belief system. What keeps you motivated?
The fact that there is a huge gap of this music on the continent is my motivation.
That's good. That's good.
People need to be safe with this music.
That's good. That's good. Well, I thank you for taking your time out to interview with me, and hopefully I'll be on your show one day. And hopefully, you know, we will shall meet again. You guys go check out Dee Savate, if I'm saying it right.
Yeah, Salva, yeah.
Salva, because you speak French.
French?
Yeah, I thought you spoke French. I was like, wait a minute, I think he speaks a little French.
When I joined school, we were learning in French until 2009. Mm-hmm. Then we started so I had to put my effort in learning English, and I kind of forgot all French grammars, and I went to the English, right? Yeah, I can speak French because it's for us, but it's not that good like English.
Well, I think you did a great job. You're not the only person I've spoken to that speaks French. That's very, very fluent in French, because my French is a little rusty. So I'm getting better at it. My neighbor's been trying to teach me upstairs. So. We'll see what happens. But let everybody know where they can find you, what your platforms are. Because I know you're on Instagram, but you have any other platforms?
Yeah, I have Twitter, I have Facebook, I have Instagram, I have TikTok, everywhere you can go. Okay. And search. It's Deo Salvator, Deo Salvator, D-E-O Salvator, together. Salvator. Or you can visit my website, www.deosalvator.com, or my album website, www.lifewithin.org, or you can visit my application website, www.fingerpickers.africa.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for joining me in. I won't hold any more of your time. I know you have things to do, but I just appreciate your time. I love your music, and I will definitely be promoting it on my site and on my Instagram as well too. So you guys have heard it here from Mr. Dee Savate from Rwanda. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Virtuous Diva and Company. You guys have a blessed day. Peace out. Thank you.